各位弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
各位弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
很高兴又有机会来到这边一起来分享神的话。
I'm very happy that I have the opportunity to be able to come here again to share brothers and sisters.
我们大部分都是中国人到美国来。
For the majority of us, we are Chinese people who have come to America.
我们来了以后，我们碰到其他的中国人，我们有的时候就会很高兴。
So when we come to America, we oftentimes meet other Chinese, and we're very happy when we meet them.
但是当我们越多的接触，我们就会发现说，同样有中国人的这个血统，但是我们很多是不一样的。
But the more we come in contact with other Chinese, more we realize, even though we share the same culture, but we have our differences.
有人把几个地方不同的中国人对于法律的执行角度的差别这样子表达出来。
Somebody took the opinions of different Chinese from different regions, concerning what they felt on the law.
好，第一种人是认为一切都是许可的，除非法律禁止。
Some people have the viewpoint that everything is permissible unless the law clearly forbids it.
第二种人认为一切都是许可的，包括法律禁止的。
And some people think that everything is permissible, even including those things which the law forbids.
第三种人认为一切都是不许可的，除非法律许可。
And a third group of people believe that everything is not permissible unless the law allows for it.
第四种人认为一切都是不许可的，包括法律许可的。
And a fourth group of people think that everything is not permissible, including what the law allows.
我想大家已经搞糊涂了。
I think you are probably confused at this point.
那个题目是说你要从大陆、台湾、香港、新加坡选择一个来对应。
That survey was taking people from China, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan.
Yeah. 各种不同的背景，我们对于法律、对于行为的准则，常常不一样。
For people who come from different backgrounds, our view of things like the law are different.
同样，我们都是基督徒，我们对于哪一些事情可以做、不可以做，往往也有不一样的看法。
Similarly, we as Christians, even though we're all Christians, we often have different viewpoints of what we can do and what we cannot do.
我在哥林多前书里面找到了几处的经文，我希望今天跟大家来分享凡事原则。
I found several scriptures in 1 Corinthians that I'd like to share, brothers and sisters. It's on the principle of everything.
好，我们一起来读哥林多前书六章十二节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
这是第一处的凡事经文。第二处在十章哥林多前书十章二十三节。
This was the first passage. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
It says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
第三处的经文在哥林多前书十三章第七节。
And the third portion of scripture comes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
保罗写哥林多教会的对象是一群一个很特别的教会。
Paul was writing to a very special church when he wrote the book of 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多的书信里面，保罗讨论这个教会里面分门结党的问题。
When Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, he spoke of the divisions and splits in the church.
讨论到他们道德上面败坏出轨的问题。
And he talked about the decay of morality in the church.
讨论他们彼此相告的问题，彼此诉讼的问题。
And he talked about how brethren would go to the law against, go against one another using the law.
讨论在一个偶像充满的社会里面，他们要怎么样过基督徒的生活。
And he also talked about how Christians should live their lives in a world filled with idols.
讨论在教会中间有许多的恩赐，要怎么样的来应用。
He talked about how should people use the gifts that God gave them.
哥林多教会的背景有的时候也像今天我们许多的教会一样。
For the Corinthian church, many of their characteristics are shared by the church today.
我们虽然不一定有他所有的特点，但是我们可以从保罗所提出的原则中间有一些学习。
Even though we may not share all their characteristics, yet we can learn something from Paul's epistle.
所以我们先看第一个凡事原则，就是在六章第十二节。
So let's look at the first principle of everything, which is in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12.
凡事我都可行，不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
当保罗说凡事我都可行的时候，
When Paul says all things are lawful unto me,
我们是不是可以根据保罗这一个应许，这一个鼓励，我们就去做很多的坏事？
Could we, because of Paul's promise here, take this quote and say, okay, now we can do whatever we want?
是不是可以根据保罗的所定的这一条，这一句话，就推翻旧约所有的十诫或者各样的律法诫命呢？
Can we just take this phrase and say, okay, because Paul says this, therefore we do not have to follow the Ten Commandments or any of the Old Testament?
当然不是。
Of course it is not.
旧约有一些过度的有一些律法被人过度的解释应用。
In the Old Testament, there are certain laws that have been overused by people.
保罗鼓励我们不要受他的辖制。
Paul is encouraging us not to be limited by the Old Testament.
好像耶稣在世的时候，常常有人就指责耶稣没有遵守旧约的律法。
Just like in Jesus' times, when many people said to Jesus that he was not following the laws of the Old Testament.
挑战耶稣安息日可不可以医病。
And they challenged Jesus, for example, whether or not he could heal on the Sabbath.
该不该纳税给该撒。
Whether he should pay taxes to Caesar.
可不可以休妻。
And if he could divorce his wife.
该不该用石头打死这个犯罪的人？
Whether it's lawful to stone to death a sinner.
所以保罗讲的每一句话，我们要在全圣经的亮光里面来看。
So we should actually take Paul's words in the context of the entire Bible.
我们不能讲说保罗说凡事都可行，我们凡事就去做。
We can't say because Paul says all things are lawful unto me, so that means we can do whatever we want.
但保罗的意思是什么呢？
But what is Paul's meaning here?
保罗说基督徒不该去做那些犯罪的事情。
Paul is saying here that Christians should not do sinful, do sinful things.
但基督徒不该被罪恶捆绑。
But Christians should not be bound by sin.
也不该被律法主义捆绑。
And they should not also be bound by the law.
我们在属灵里面有真的自由。
In Christ, we have true freedom.
不是犯罪的自由，是不犯罪的自由。
It's not the freedom to sin, but it's the freedom from sin.
不是违背律法的自由，是遵行律法的自由。
It's not the freedom to break the law, but rather the freedom to be able to keep the law.
保罗不但说凡事我都可行，不都有益处。
Not only did Paul say all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient.
保罗说无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
He said that all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
如果我们看哥林多前书的话，
If we look at the book of 1 Corinthians,
我们发现保罗在讲到一些别人问他生活中间实际事情的时候，
We realize that Paul, when people ask him about daily, things from daily life,
不管是婚姻、嫁娶、独身的事情，
Whether it's marriage, getting married, or living a single life,
保罗对自己有一个很高的原则。
Paul held himself to a very high standard,
非常的严格的要求自己。
And he would strictly regulate himself.
保罗说, 我对那些没有嫁娶的跟寡妇的, 如果他们像,常常像我就好了。
Paul had said, I would that those who are widowed or unmarried be like I.
但保罗对别人的标准好像比较低。
But Paul, for others, he had a lower standard.
他对别人有弹性。
For others, he had more flexibility.
他给人家有空间可以做一些决定。
He gave others space to be able to make their own decisions.
他说,我希望你们像我,但是呢,我说这话是准你们,不是命令你们。
He said, I wish you were like I, but this is just a suggestion, this is not a commandment.
所以保罗好像有不同的标准。
So it seems as if Paul has different standards.
但保罗在这两个标准之外呢,保罗提到了神。
But outside of these two standards, Paul talked about God.
要忠于基督, 以神为我们人生的最高优先。
It's to have Christ as Christ as the head of our lives.
所以, 保罗这个标准跟今天我们很多人不一样。
So Paul's standard is very different from us people today.
今天我们常常看到别人做事情，我们就很严格的挑剔他们。
Today, whenever we see other people doing certain things, we would very strictly tell them not to do it.
我们眼睛就看别人的做错的事情。
Our eyes are constantly looking at what wrongs other people do.
我自己不小心犯错，那是偶然不小心的。
For me to have made to sin, that was a mistake.
然后我们做很多事情忘记了看神。
And for many things, we do not look to God.
所以保罗在 这一个原则中间告诉我们, 我们属灵里面是自由的。
So here, Paul's principle is that in spirit we are free.
不要被罪恶, 不要被放纵所捆绑。
We are not to be bounded by sin.
也不要被律法所辖制。
And we are not to be bounded by the law.
更不要被各样的偶像所辖制。
And we are not to be bounded by any idols.
保罗自己用一个很高的标准要求自己。
Now Paul used a very high standard upon himself.
对别人他采取比较有弹性的标准。
But he allowed for a more flexible standard for others.
但他眼睛定睛在耶稣基督身上。
But his eyes were constantly focused upon Christ.
他要我们知道说我们凡事上虽然可行但是不要去做。
He is trying to tell us that we can do everything, but that it's not what God necessarily wants.
要让神得到荣耀。
It's that whatever we do should be to the glory of God.
在第六章20节, 保罗说, 因为你们是重价买来的, 所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
It says thus in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
你我虽然是自由的,
Even though you and I, we are free.
但是我们是被重价买来的。
But we are bought with a great price.
从哪里买来呢?
Where are we bought from?
原来被捆绑在罪恶中间。
We are once bound by sin.
耶稣为我们死，除去我们的捆绑。
The Lord Jesus died for us, and He freed us from this confinement.
世界魔鬼不再做我们的主人。
And the world and the devil is not our master anymore.
神是我们的主。
And now the Lord is our master.
基督是我们唯一的主。
Jesus is our only master.
他的主权要在我们身上彰显出来。
And His power should be manifest on us.
彰显出来就是要做每一件事情为的是荣耀他。
And the way He can manifest Himself is that through is through us glorifying Him through our works.
所以身为神的儿女, 我们所做的事情要跟我们的地位身份相称。
So for us as children of God, what we do has to match our status.
我们不要把我们生命中间 重要的光阴投资在有限世界的事情上面。
We should not invest the majority of our lives on things that are temporal.
在台湾有一种 人叫做金光党。
In Taiwan, there's a certain group of people called
我不知道他怎么办。
Right. There's a certain group of people in Taiwan.
就骗人的人。
There's scammers in Taiwan.
他告诉你有一个东西很有价值。
He will tell you that there's this item which is of great price.
你可以得到这个很有价值的宝贝。
He said, you can get this valuable item.
只要你花多少的钱。
If only you spend a certain amount of money.
你给他这些钱，他就把让你得到这些宝贝。
He says to you, if you invest your money in me, I'll make sure you get this item.
等你把钱给他。
But after you give him your money,
你看到的是一堆垃圾。
All you see is some garbage.
用我们有价值的人生投资在这个世界上的垃圾。
For us to invest our precious lives on this world's refuse.
是没有意义的。
It's not, it has no meaning.
我们需要做最有意义的事情。
We have to do what is most worthy in our lives.
是存到永远的事情。
We have to do things that will last for eternity.
如果神创造人的时候，在人里面按照他的形象来创造我们。
If God created us in his image,
我们人生在世最有价值的事情。
Then we truly are of great value.
就是代表神。
Because we represent God.
就是活出神的特性来。
Because we are living out Christ's life in us.
让神的爱经过我们流露出来。
And we are the ones who are causing God's love to flow through us.
让神的荣耀在我们身上彰显出来。
So that God's glory can be manifest in us.
所以凡事都可行。
Thus all things are lawful to me.
不一定有益处。
But not all things are expedient.
凡事都可行。
But all things are lawful for me.
我们不但不要受他的辖制。
But not only will we not be brought under the power of any.
我们应该在凡事上面学习去荣耀神。
But in all things we should seek to glorify God.
荣耀神的意思是彰显神在我们生命中的主权。
To glorify God means to demonstrate God's power in our lives.
在我们所要考虑的许多事情上面。
For the many things in our lives that we have to consider.
不要忘记神。
Do not forget God.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
所以这是第一号的凡事原则。
So that is the first principle of everything.
我们是自由的。
We are free.
我们需要有一个更高的属灵标准。
But we should have a higher spiritual standard.
但是不是凭自己的力量去做，是看到神的主权。
But we cannot accomplish this through our own power, but through the power of Christ.
学习去荣耀神。
And we have to learn to glorify God.
在第十章二十三节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
这一节跟前面一节非常的相像。
This verse is very similar to the previous verse.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
跟前面一节有一两个字的的差距。
It's only different from the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 by only a few words.
前面说我都可行，这边都凡事都可行。
In the previous it says all things are lawful unto me. Here it just says all things are lawful.
所以前面的凡事原则是针对自己的。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 it's talking about the principle of everything for oneself.
我们有属灵的自由，我们要提高属灵的标准。
We have spiritual freedom and we need to raise our spiritual standards.
我们要看到神在我们身上的主权。
We want to see Christ's power in our lives.
而十章二十三节是对别人的凡事原则。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it's talking about the principle of everything for others.
保罗说凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
Paul says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient.
什么是属灵的益处？
What is expedient, spiritual expediency?
你把你的光阴投资在没有价值的事情上面。
For you to invest your time and energy on things that are of no value.
所以就不是都有益处的。
It's something that is not worthy.
保罗好像不是命令你要一定要怎么样做。
Paul here is not specifically ordering you to do a certain thing.
他把每一个基督徒当做一个长大成人的人。
He's treating Christians here as grown ups.
在属灵里面分辨这些事情有没有属灵的益处。
As people who can distinguish spiritual things.
我们要为神的国而活。
We have to live for the kingdom of God.
我们要先求他的国和他的义。
We have to first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些益处是对我们有益的，对神的国也有益。
And these things will benefit not only us but also God's kingdom.
当我们把这样的原则用在我们自己的人生选择中间的时候，
When we apply this principle to our daily life,
我们就会有很多不一样的选择。
We will probably make very different choices.
当好几年前，神呼召我离开我原来的工作。
Many years ago, when God first called me to leave my previous job,
加入传道的事工的时候，
and to enter the ministry,
我就在想说，我愿意服侍神。
At that time, I thought I'm willing to serve God.
但是环境中间还有一些的这个还没有安排好的事情。
But my environment, there are things that are not yet settled.
我很担心我原来工作的岗位是不是因为我离开了那个岗位就会受到很大的亏损。
I was afraid that the company that I was leaving, they would experience great loss because I left.
所以我就想办法要找到一个可以接替我的人。
So I was trying to find someone to replace me in my job.
凭着许多的努力找到了一个很好的人。
Through a lot of hard work, I was able to find someone who was able to replace me.
可是他做了一个礼拜就走了。
But after working for a week, he left.
那他走了以后，我该不该留下来呢
？So if he left, should I return? Go back to my job?
我心里又在想。
In my heart, I was thinking.
我想把我的时间全时间献在神的工作里面。
I want to give myself full time to God's ministry.
那这些事情还没有安排完。
But these things here, they're not settled yet.
万一不小心我就死掉了。
What if I die suddenly?
我到底有没有把我的时间都奉献给神？
In God's eyes, would I have given my full time to Him yet?
所以那一段时间就特别怕死。
So at that time, it was a very difficult situation.
特别怕死。
Oh, I was very afraid of dying at that time.
我就在想说，到底我要送给神的礼物有没有送给他？
Now, I was thinking, did I give the right things to God?
我要倒数说我还剩下多少年的人生。
I was trying to count how many years of life I had left.
如果我为我自己为我的工作而活多一年，我送给他的时间就少一年。
I thought if I worked one more year, for myself, then I would have one year less to give to God.
所以当我有的时候碰到有一些人在那边考虑说要不要信主，我就鼓励他赶快信主。
So that's why whenever I see someone who's thinking about believing in Jesus, I tell them to believe right away.
你有更多的时间在神的家中是何等有福的事。
It's a wonderful blessing to be able to have more time in the house of God.
保罗说，凡事都可行，不都有益处；凡事都可行，不都造就人。
Paul said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
不都造就人。
But all things edify not.
是增加别人的益处。
Edifying is to increase the benefits of others.
我们常常在这个世界上就考虑自己的益处。
Many times in this world, we tend to look out for our own benefits.
不管你是在学校里面工作，在社会专业的职场上工作，在商业界各样的地方工作。
Whether you are working in school, in the workplace as a professional or as a business person,
你想要往上爬的方法就是把别人踩在脚下。
The way to climb up, to rise up in your work is to really step on others.
大家在那边竞争。
Everyone is competing there.
只有很少数的人能够爬上去。
Very few people can actually rise to the top.
所以我们不太会考虑别人的好处。
And that's why we don't really look out for others' benefits.
我们巴不得把别人的价值压低。
We would want others' value to decrease.
但是这边保罗说，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
But Paul here says, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
我们要考虑所有事情在属灵上的益处。
We have to consider spiritual benefits here.
我们要增加别人在属灵里的价值。
We want to increase other spiritual benefits.
这跟这个世界的潮流是不一样的。
This is different from the fashion of this world.
我们是不是看到人就巴不得他在属灵里面能够增加他的价值，能够成长呢？
When we see people, do we really desire that they grow in the spirit?
我听过一个年老的宣教士分享。
I once heard an elderly minister share.
Missionary
share.
他在新几内亚做翻译圣经的工作很多年。
He was translating the Bible in different in certain areas of the world.
所以在那边他的机构有很多的同工，有很多的很好的设备。
He had great accommodations there and great coworkers.
但是当地也有当地的原住民，当地的土人跟他们学习，他们在学习他们的语言。
But there are also natives there from whom they were learning the native language.
那有一天，一个当地的土人来看到他。
So one day this native came over to see him.
说你们美国人真好。
He said to him, "You Americans are so great."
你们什么都懂。
You guys know everything.
你们什么都有。
You guys have everything.
你们真棒。
You're great.
我们很不行。
And for us, it's not that way.
我们很不好。
We're not very good.
我们什么都不懂。
We don't understand anything.
我们什么都没有。
We don't have anything.
我们什么都不是。
For us, we're not anything.
这个老宣教士当时心里就很难过。
And then for that elderly missionary, he was very sad in his heart.
他觉得说我来这边的目的是翻译圣经，是传扬耶稣。
He thought, for me to come here, my purpose was to translate the Bible, to share the gospel.
我不是来这边告诉你们说我们美国人很好。
My purpose here was not to tell you guys that America is so great.
我们有很多的学问知识是你们不能比得上的。
We truly have much knowledge that cannot be compared to you people here.
所以他心中暗暗地跟神祷告。
That's why he secretly prayed to the Lord.
然后跟这个土人就走到房子外面去。
Then led the native outside of the house.
他指的远处的山。
He pointed to the mountain in the distance.
他说你有没有看到那个山？
He asked, do you see that mountain?
如果把你跟我两个人丢在山里面。
He said, if you and I were stranded on that mountain.
过了两三天你就跑得回来了。
For you, after two or three days, you can run back to your home.
我大概就死在那里面了。
But for me, I'd probably die on that mountain.
你怎么会说我比你好？
How can you say that I'm better than you?
那个土人就说，哎，那我其实也还不错嘛。
So the native said, "Oh, I guess you know, I'm pretty good after all."
我们生活中间、服侍中间、工作中间
，in our life, in our services, in our work，
会接触到很多的人。
We'll come into contact with many people.
我们是不是考虑做事的时候对他有什么益处
？When we work, do we consider what others' benefits?
许多人，你跟他讲话。讲了一段时间。
For many people, when you talk to them for a certain amount of time,
你就觉得他都想办法证明他比你好。
You realize that all along they've been trying to prove that they're better than you.
但是保罗说，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
But Paul here says, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
对别人来说，你要注意他的属灵益处，注意他属灵的价值能够增加。
For us, it's that we can be aware of other spiritual benefits.
对我们自己来说，前一个原则告诉我们，我们有真的自由。
Now, if you remember from the first principle, we learned that we have spiritual freedom.
我们有高的标准。
We have a higher standard.
我们要看到神的主权。
We have to see the power of God and His lordship.
看到别人要注意他属灵的益处，提升他的价值。
But when we look at others, we have to look for benefiting others spiritually.
我们再来看多一节圣经，在第十章三十一节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
It says, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God.
做任何事情要考虑到荣耀神。
For us to do anything, we should consider the glory of God.
前面说神在我们身上的主权，让我们为的是要荣耀神。
Before it's that God, because God is Lord over us, that's why we should glorify God.
而这边讲到说，做每一件事情，吃或者喝，不是敬拜。
But over here it says that whatsoever we do, even if it's not worshiping God per se.
都要荣耀神。
It's all for the glory of God.
我想基督徒跟不信主的人，有一些很基本的差别。
I trust that you know that Christians and non-Christians have some basic differences.
不信主的人做每一件事情可能看到的就是自己。
For non-believers, whenever they do anything, they view it for themselves.
基督徒做每一件事情要看到神。
For Christians, whatever they do should be for God.
不单是看到神。
Not only should they look to God.
而且要学习在上面荣耀神。
But they should also learn to glorify God.
问题是说神已经有无限的荣耀。
The problem is, our God already has infinite amounts of glory.
我们荣耀神不能增加神的什么荣耀。
For us to glorify God won't really add to God's glory.
人常常是在软弱犯罪中间。
For us men, we often are living in sin and in weaknesses.
人到底能做什么事情来荣耀神呢？
What can mankind do to glorify God?
荣耀了半天，神的荣耀也没有增加，因为已经是无限了。
For us to be able to glorify God, it's pretty limited because God has infinite amounts of glory.
我们怎么可能在我们吃喝小事情上面也荣耀神呢？
How do we exactly glorify God in our everyday life?
我想到一个小的例子，可能不一定合适。
I thought of a small example which may not exactly match.
有一些弟兄姐妹知道我们家有养一只猫。
Some brothers and sisters knew that I raised a cat in my house.
我们养这猫已经14年了。
We've had this cat for around 14 years.
它已经差不多16岁了。
That cat's around 16 years old.
则换成人的寿命的话，它是很老的猫了。
If you compare to a human's life, this cat is very old already.
但是它是非常可爱、非常乖的猫。
But this cat is very gentle and it's very adorable.
而且非常英俊。
And it's very handsome.
我们许多的朋友到我们家来，我们都先问他会不会对猫过敏。
For anyone who's coming to our house, we always ask them first, "Are you allergic to cats?"
很多的朋友其实原来不喜欢猫的。
Many brothers and sisters originally did not like cats.
但是到我们家，有的时候住了几天，看到我们家的猫很可爱。
But after living for a few days in our home, they see this cat which has been gentle all along.
所以他们回去也开始养猫。
So when they returned home, they also bought and started raising a cat.
我们觉得这个猫很荣耀我们。
We think this cat really glorifies us.
有没有人看到你的生活中间的小事？
Do anyone see what you do in your daily life?
然后也愿意成为神的儿女。
And because of that, desire to become a child of God.
我们固然要用口来宣讲耶稣的福音。
We of course need to use our mouths to proclaim the gospel.
但是当我们碰到困难的时候，碰到危险的时候，在疾病在各样的苦难中间的时候，
But whenever we face difficulties, whether it be sicknesses, death,
我们有没有让人家看到信主多好？
Do we allow others to see how good it is to believe on the Lord?
别人在我们身上看到我们的表现。
For others, when they see what we do in our daily lives,
也愿意相信耶稣。
Is it true that because they see us, they are willing to believe on the Lord?
这是荣耀神。
This is glorifying God.
我们要跟神有美好的关系。
We need to have a wonderful relationship with God.
借着这个美好的关系，让我们跟人有好的关系。
And through this relationship, then can we have a good relationship with others?
在我们的生命中间能够彰显出神的荣耀。
And thus can we manifest God's glory in our lives?
所以第一个凡事原则是讲到对自己。
So the first principle of everything is talking about ourselves.
自由，但是高标准。
We're free, but we have a high standard.
第二个凡事原则是对别人。
The second principle of everything is speaking concerning others.
寻求提升他们属灵的价值。
To seek to raise their spiritual benefits.
这两个属灵的原则，共同的原则是要荣耀神。
And the underlying theme that these two principles share is to glorify God.
而什么事情最能够荣耀神呢？
Then what is the thing that can glorify God the most?
就是彰显神的慈爱在我们的生命中间。
It's manifest Christ's love in our daily life.
我们晓得哥林多前书十三章讲到爱。
We are aware that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speaks of love.
十三章第七节是讲到凡事原则。
in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, it talks about the principle of everything.
凡事包容, 凡事相信, 凡事盼望, 凡事忍耐,
it says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
这是第三个凡事原则,
this is the third principle of everything.
是有关自己, 有关别人, 更是有关神的爱。
It's not only about yourself or about others, but it's also about God's love.
首先他说, 凡事包容,
it says first, beareth all things.
我想对很多人来说,
I think for many brothers and sisters, it's a very difficult thing to do.
我不晓得你们怎么样，我有的时候会跟别人说我的忍耐是有限度的。
I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I often say my patience is limited.
怎么可能凡事包容?
How can you bear all things?
而且如果你是做错的事情，我还要包容吗？
And especially if you did something wrong, should I endure, bear it?
基督徒在这个世界上要不要包容罪恶呢？
Should we be able to stand sin in this world?
所以在这边我们就要看, 这一节的前面。
That's why we have to look at this verse in context.
在第13章5节的后面说, 不计算人的恶, 第6节说, 不喜欢不义, 只喜欢真理, 然后才到第7节, 凡事包容。
In verse 5, at the end of verse 5 and verse 6, it says, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
然后才到凡事包容。
And then it comes to bear with all things.
所以虽然不计算人的恶, 但是不喜欢不义。
But even though we do not think any evil, we also rejoice not in iniquity.
所以, 这个凡事包容是包容罪人, 但是是拒绝罪, 恨恶罪。
So what this beareth all things means is that you are able to bear a sinner but not the sin.
这种凡事包容, 在圣经里面最重要的, 榜样,
The best example of bearing all things in the Bible
就是耶稣的十字架,
is the Lord Jesus on the cross.
他胜过了罪恶,
He triumphed over sin.
他彰显了神的慈爱,
He manifested God's grace.
我们很, 有的时候我们会, 恨恶罪人, 却包容罪。
We know that we often say we hate the sin but love the sinner.
怎么样子效法耶稣?
How can we be more like Christ?
恨恶罪, 却能够包容罪人。
Hate the sin but bear the sinner.
这是在活出一种属灵里面的平衡。
This is the balance that can be achieved in our spiritual life.
是神的公义, 神的慈爱。
It's the balance of God's justice and His mercy.
如果不是靠耶稣, 我们是做不到的。
If it weren't for Jesus, we would not be able to do this.
只有耶稣成为我们, 行为的榜样。
But Jesus has now become an example for us.
也成为我们要有好行为的力量。
And he has also become a strength for us.
所以凡事包容不是只是每件事情都可以包容的。
But this bear, that's why bearing all things is not talking about bearing everything.
是在主的爱中拒绝罪, 但是包容犯罪的人。
It's that in Christ's love, you can reject the sin but love the sinner.
这是我们很难做到的。
This is something that's very difficult to do.
但是耶稣已经做了。
But our Lord Jesus has done it already.
他爱罪人。
He loved the sinner.
他恨恶罪。
But he hated sin.
如果我们不靠耶稣, 我们就做不到。
If it weren't for Jesus, we would not be able to do this.
这是一种属灵的平衡。
This is a kind of spiritual balance.
另外的凡事,
The other all things.
在第7节里面说, 凡事相信, 凡事盼望, 凡事忍耐。
Are believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
我想我们很记得在哥林多前书13章有一个结论。
We know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 there is a conclusion.
说如今长存的有信有望有爱。
We know it says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity.
这三样其中最大的是爱。
These three, but the greatest of these is charity or love.
第7节这一段是讲到真正的爱,神的爱。
In verse 7, this is talking about God's love.
要我们能够凡事相信。
It's that we can believe all things.
要我们凡事盼望。
hope in all things.
请问这个凡事相信是相信别人，相信自己，还是相信神？
Now, is this belief believing in others, believing in yourself, or believing in God?
是相信自己。
Is it believing in yourself?
是相信别人。
Is it believing in others?
相信每一件事情都会转变。
Is it believe that everything will change?
我想这个相信是相信神。
I believe that this belief is talking about believing in God.
相信神在每一件事情上有主权能够掌管。
It's to believe that God has power over all things and has dominion over all.
因为相信神，所以我们也可以相信人。
And because we believe in God, that's why we can also believe in people.
所以在爱中的人可以彼此相信。
So in love, people can believe one another.
即使我们是有软弱的罪人。
Even though we are weak, sinful people.
但是我们相信神知道，神掌管。
But we believe in God, we know He has dominion over all things.
凡是盼望
hopeth all things.
是盼望自己还是盼望别人？
Are you hoping for yourself or hoping for others?
应该是盼望神施恩典。
It's really that you should hope on God to give you mercy.
因此我们可以对人、对自己、对事情也有盼望。
And thus, because we have hope in God, that's why we can have hope in others.
这几个凡事把信望爱结合在一起。
Over here, it combines faith, hope, and charity.
所以成为我们的一种品格。
And it becomes a kind of a standard in our lives.
我们就可以成为一个有信心的人。
And this is what causes us to be able to have faith.
凡事一方面是神的公义跟神慈爱在属灵里面的平衡。
Not only is there balance between judgment and mercy.
一方面是神在我们身上信望爱的能够存在我们身上。
For not only is there faith, hope, and love in our lives.
我们因此跟人跟人接触的时候，我们就有这样一个属灵的原则。
Not only do we have that in our relationship with God, but we can also have that in our relationship with others.
第七节说凡事忍耐，最后。
In the last part of verse 7, it says endureth all things.
第八节开始说爱是永不止息。
And in verse 8, it says charity never faileth.
我们都是有限的人。
We are all people who are limited.
我们没有办法做凡事。
We cannot do everything.
我们没有办法忍耐到底。
We cannot endure to the very end.
但是这边讲到凡事忍耐，因为爱是永不止息。
But here it says endure all things because charity never faileth.
因为神的爱是没有边界的，也是不止息的。
Because God's love has no limit and will never end.
这个能够爱到底的爱唯有从神而来。
To love to the end, this love only can come from God.
所以前面讲到的种种的原则，要荣耀神，要尊重神的主权。
So the principles we talked about before, how to glorify God, how to respect God's dominion.
怎么样对别人，怎么样对自己，怎么样表现出爱来。
How we can demonstrate love toward others and toward ourselves.
必须跟神有好的关系。
This all must stem from having a good relationship with God.
世界上什么样的爱是最伟大的爱呢？
What is the greatest love that you can find in this world?
很多人现在有任何问题就把问题放在网上去找答案。
Many times people today, whenever they have a problem or a question, they type it in on the internet.
网上面对于世界上最伟大的爱的答案是母爱。
The greatest love.That can be found in the world. If you look around the internet, it's a mother's love.
但是母亲是有限的。
But we know that mothers are limited.
母亲是会离开的。
Mothers will leave you.
母亲有的时候是有心无力的。
Sometimes mothers have a great heart, but they cannot act upon it.
甚至在败坏的人心中间，有的时候母亲对儿女造成极大的伤害。
Especially even among us sinful people, a mother's love can cause great harm.
母亲的爱受到她生命的限制。
A mother's love is limited by her life.
她不能爱到底。
She cannot love forever.
唯有认识神，得着神的爱。
But for us who acknowledge God and have believed on Him,
从让神的爱从我们身上流出来。
For us to be able to allow His love to flow through us.
我们才能够在凡事上面荣耀神。
That is the only way we can glorify God.
我有一个有一对传道人夫妻的朋友。
I have a friend who's a minister.
他们在台湾做传道人很多年。
As a couple, they've been preaching in Taiwan for many years.
几年前他们写祷告信描述他们生活中间的困难。
A few years back, they wrote a prayer letter and described the difficulties they're having in their life.
他们的困难有很多来自于他们的两个儿子。
Many of their difficulties stem from their two children, two sons.
大儿子到了青少年 teenager 的阶段。
When their older son reached the teenage period.
个性非常的倔强。
He had a very strong characteristic.
所以他用三个词来描述他的大儿子。
He used three phrases to describe his son.
他不知道他的罪。
He does not know his sin.
他不承认他的错。
He doesn't acknowledge his fault.
他不肯服输。
He is not willing to submit himself.
所以他称这个为三不原则。
He described this as the three principles that son had.
Three no principles.
Three no principles.
三不原则。
Oh, the three principles of no that his son had.
Yeah. 他小儿子是一个生活非常散漫的人。
His younger brother was a person who had lived a very loose life.
不像大儿子那样子的倔强。
He didn't have a strong personality like his older brother.
他们说他的小儿子也有所谓的三不原则。
They said his younger brother also had three no principles.
第一个不是不知道。
The first principle is that he did not know.
第二个不是不记得。
And the second principle he had is he did not remember.
第三个不是不要问我。
And his third no is that don't ask me.
所以父母亲在这两个儿子的教养过程中间有很大的难处。
So because of these things, the parents have very much difficulties in teaching their children.
所以他们说他们自己也寻求出他们自己的三不原则。
So that's why they also developed three principles of no.
碰到困难不灰心。
It's the first principle is when you face difficulties, you do not grow weary.
碰到各样的难处不放弃。
When you face the second is when you face difficulties, you do not give up.
所以能够不灰心不放弃，是因为他们不离开主。
The reason why they will not grow weary and will not give up is because they did not leave the Lord.
求主帮助我们能够有信心，所以可以不灰心。
May the Lord give us faith so that we will not become weary.
因为我们在神里面有盼望，我们就可以不放弃。
Because we have hope in the Lord, that is the only reason why we will not be able to give up.
因为主的爱抓住我们，我们可以不离开主。
Because the love of God constrains us, that's why we cannot leave God.
在哥林多前书里面讲到爱的时候，
In 1 Corinthians, when it talks about love,
也有三个不的原则。
There's also actually three principles of no.
第一个是不要以自己为中心。
The first principle is to not have yourself as the center.
不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂，这些特性，十三章第四节的特性，都是不以自我为中心。
It's also included in this is not envying, not boasting, not being proud.
也不向罪妥协。
It's also not to submit to sin.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Is to rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth.
第三个不是不灰心不放弃。
And the third no is to not be weary and to not give up.
因为神的爱是永不止息的爱。
Because God's love never fails.
求主帮助我们从这一些凡事。
May God through all these principles on everything.
让我们看到我们今天暂时的人生。
To cause us to see that in our temporary lives on this earth,
因着信仰，我们有因着神的救恩，有一天我们要进到永恒里面。
Because of God's salvation, one day we will enter into eternity.
我们怎么样在这个短短的人生中间
，How we live our lives on this earth,
做许多的事情来荣耀神。
How we live it is determined by whether we can glorify God in our daily life.
神的爱流入在我们身上,
how God's love can be made manifest through our lives.
最能够荣耀神,
in order to glorify God.
我们一起低头祷告,
let's have a word of prayer.
天父我们感谢你,
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
这短短的几节经文,
these short verses
是你对我们的提醒,
is your reminder to us.
我们常常活在生活中间,
we often live our lives
忘记看见你的影响,
forgetting your influence on us,
忘记了你的主权,
forgetting your lordship over us,
忘记了你的荣耀,
forgetting your glory,
远离你的爱,
leaving your love.
求主怜悯,
may you truly have mercy,
让我们能够回转,
and cause us to return to you,
在凡事上荣耀你,
and in all things glorify you.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名,
we pray this in your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.